Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, based on the Sefer Avnit Zion of Agon HaGadol, Rabbi Ben Zion HaKohen Kan. We are in Simon Aleph Os Gimel, the Taz Paskins, that Gezel, that if somebody steals Gazal Tzemer V'Oson Chut, and he made Tzitzis strings from the Tzemer, even though he's Konit B'Yeish V'Shinui HaGuf, nevertheless it's Pasul Al Tzmitzvah B'Baver V'Lefidas HaRambam V'Mechaber. And we asked on that from Siman Tav Reish Mem Tes and Hilchos Lulav, where the Mechaber Paskins like the Rian Tosis, that after the Kinyan there is no mitzvah baba avera. That's the Kasha del Yerab and others. So how could it be that if you turn the tzitzis into chutim, one is in Yotzei, the Kinyan was already made, and once the Kinyan is made, there's no mitzvah baba avera. So why does the Taz Paskin that there is mitzvah baba avera? So, and one is not Yotzei. So the Tosis in Misach HaSukkah Daf Tes Amud Aleph says the mitzvah baba avera is only midrabbanon. Now in the Tshuvas of the Rivan or Chaim Mem Aleph, he writes that if you hold mitzvah baba avera is d'oraisa, we just learned from the pasuk of Gazel Dumi de Piseach, that just like Piseach, an animal losing a leg is no good for the mizbeach, based on the pasuk in Malachi, so to a gazel is no good. So if you hold it's d'oraisa, if that's the case, then even if b'shas ha-mitzvah, the avera was already done, it's a mitzvah above avera. Because b'havoz gazul, when one brings a stolen animal, you can't say that b'shas ha-krava b'amid b'hachzikah is obligated to return the animal. He's not. Because when he was makdish the animal, he was kind of the animal b'hekdish. And now there's a shinu ha-b'yeyush. And now there's a shinu ha-shem, it turns into hekdish. So now he's cool. He doesn't have to return guf ha-chayfetz, he only has to return money. And yet, we still pass him gazel. So it must be that if you hold mitzvah baba avera is d'oraisa, based on this pasuk from the Navi, so that means that even though the avera was already finished, you're still not yotze. When you did the mitzvah, the avera was finished, you're not yotze. That means that if you hold, take this riva a step further, that if you hold mitzvah baba avera is d'oraisa, that means that even la'achar kinyan it's a mitzvah baba avera. And that's like Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos in Bava Kama, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, in a number of places. And so appears the lashon of Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Lamed, Dibor Maschil Af Gozel, Ayin Sham Heitev. However, according to the sheet of the Re in Tosis, he holds like the Tosis the Re in Bava Kama, holds like the Tosis in Sukkah, that a mitzvah baba avera is only the Rabbanan. And therefore we can be mechalik and say that if the avera finished before the mitzvah, you yotze, because the Rabbanan didn't ask for that. Rabbanan only went so far as to ask for mitzvah and aver at the same time. But if they're not at the same time, then you yotze. So if mitzvah above aver is daraisa, according to the cheshbon of the riva, then if the aver finishes before the mitzvah, you're not yotze. If mitzvah aver is derabbanan, and the aver finishes before the mitzvah, then you are yotze. You're only not yotze if they come out at the same time. Look in the Ktzav Sofer in Orachayim Kuf Chav Zayin. He's told of the Shailan whether the Avera, if Avera is before the Mitzvah. If you Yotze, he's told of that Shaila in Tosis in Bava Kama, Machlokas Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Also in the Torah's Chesed and Siman Lamed Aleph and others. So it emerges like this: Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the mitzvah baba avera is daraisa, and therefore even if the avera finished before the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah baba avera. Shitas Ri is that mitzvah baba avera is only derabbanan, and therefore when the avera finishes before the mitzvah, it's not considered a mitzvah baba avera because the chachamim were not metaken to pasul in such a case. On the previous year, we brought from the Chem de Shlomo in Orachaim Siman Lamed Aleph and other Gedolei Achronim, the mitzvah baba avera is only a mitzvah that requires kavana. If a mitzvah doesn't require kavana, then the mitzvah of Avera isn't shaykh. The Prima Gadim holds in Arachayim Simit Samich, in Eshel Avram Sivkot Gimel, that mitzvah Srichas Kavan is only Dirabanan. So writes the Kiryas Sefer, Divrei David Mildula, Simit Gimel. Mitzvah Srichas Kavan is only Dirabanan. Many other Achronim talk about this, I'm not going to list all of them. Many. So if so, we can say as follows, that why is mitzvah baba avera only the rabbanan? Why is mitzvah baba avera only the rabbanan? Because mina Torah mitzvah saint tzrichas kavana, and therefore mitzvah baba avera is in shaykh. Mitzvah avera is only shaykh if the mitzvah requires kavana. Mina Torah kavana is not required. So memela mitzvah baba avera is only the rabbanan. Only midrabanan, the mitzvah sichas kavana, we say mitzvah baba avera, is a pashut. Now the Bach asks, why by tzitzis, the Torah says they have to have special kavana? And he answers, because it says leman, so too by tefillin, so too by sukkah. It says leman, leman tizkru, basisim is kol mitzvah say. So since it says leman, the Torah is telling you to have kavana. So it comes out then that by tzitzis, mitzvah sichas kavana is daraisa. If mitzvah sichas kavana is daraisa, then mitzvah baba avera is also daraisa, because we said the mitzvah baba avera is predicated on mitzvah sichas kavana. If mitzvah sichas kavana, then it's a problem mitzvah baba avera. Mitzvah baba avera is only when the mitzvah requires kavana. When shenkei mitzvah doesn't require kavana, there's no problem mitzvah baba avera. We spoke about it in the context of hechsher mitzvah. We had a machlokas: does it require kavana or not? Kopanim tzitzis requires kavana midaraisa. That means the mitzvah baba avera is also daraisa. And we said if mitzvah baba avera is daraisa, then according to Rabbeinu Tam, then even when the mitzvah finishes before the avera, or the avera finishes before the mitzvah, you're still not yotze. Shenkein, if mitzvah baba avera is only darabanan, you are yotze. But now that we've proven that dafka by tzitzis, mitzvah baba avera is daraisa, because mitzvah kavan is daraisa, but maybe even if the avera finishes before the mitzvah, you're not yotze. That's why the Taz Paskins, that Gozal Tzemer, according to the Rabbam and the Mechaber, explains that Gozal Tzemer, Rasan Chutin, even though he's kone b'yeyush, v'shine haguf, nevertheless he's not yotze. The mitzvah was already done. Yeah, but that doesn't apply by tzitzis. That only applies, like in Siman Tov Reish Mem Tes, that the Mechaber Paskins like the Rida, that Lachar Kenyan Lo Shaych Mitzvah Baba Avera, is there talking about Arba Minim, where Mitzvah Tichas Kavana is only the Rabbana, and therefore there's no Mitzvah Baba Avera if the Mitzvah comes after the Avera. But if we're talking about Hilchos Tzitzis, where Mitzvah Baba Avera is Dairaisa, and Meili, even though the Avera finished before the Mitzvah, you're not Yotzei. So that's the Cheshbon. It's Moiridik. Again, this is Shitas HaPilpul, this isn't Shitas HaHavana, Nehuga Hayom B'Yeshivas HaKadoshas, of Svara and logic and a little bit of philosophy thrown in there sometimes. No, this is just working out the Shitas, being with Falpel, and the Fidat Shita, how it would come out, Cheshbening everything out. So it's a different Darach HaLimut, and it's a Moiridik, like all Darach HaLimut, any way of understanding HaTorah HaKadosha is beautiful. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to have a little bit more insight. Tonight is the Yortzeit of the Avnei Tzion, Yudalet Tammuz. It's Nifter and Tavshin and Tes, 99 Leminyanim, and 20th Yortzeit. His Neshama should have a Gros Aliyah, and we should be zochet to continue learning from his sweet Torah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.